Going In Raw is now a CastBox original. CastBox is the fastest growing, highest rated podcast app on both iOS and Android, where you can find all your favorite podcasts. You can still listen to Going In Raw wherever you get your podcasts, but we hope you'll give CastBox a shot. We think it's the best.
Hey guys, this is Charlotte, and you're watching Going In Raw.
What's up, it's your girl, Sasha Banks, the legit boss, and you're watching Going In Raw. You like that?
What's up? This is the most must-see WWE superstar of all time and his lovely, gorgeous wife,
Marie.
And you are going in SmackDown Live.
This is the glorious one, Bobby Roode, and you're watching Going In Raw.
Hey, Brendo, Steve here.
And Larson.
Yeah, welcome back to Going In Raw, the only pro wrestling podcast you need to be listening to right here at youtube.com/Steve and Larson. And available wherever fine podcasts are, be sure to hit that subscribe button and the notify bell next. So we've been dropping subs lately. YouTube's been doing that thing where they're like taking away our subs, man.
No good.
So make sure that you're subbed to the Going In Raw on the YouTube.
Yeah.
To help stoke my ego. It doesn't really matter. I mean, I imagine the subs are taken away are probably just people who don't watch the damn show anymore. I kind of like that. It keeps the numbers honest.
Yeah.
At the same time, I like inflated numbers as well.
Yeah.
You know, I like it both ways.
There's Larson. Perks to both scenarios.
Sometimes you can't have it both ways. Anyways, we're of course, on the YouTube, we're also in the audio realm, wherever podcasts can be found. You can find Going In Raw, including the CastBox app. It's a fantastic way to check out your podcast. Ooh, did you listen to the new Caliphate?
Yeah.
I have not. Is it good?
Yeah.
Oh, I got to check that out.
It's a good show.
Man, so heavy.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, you know, watching pro wrestling, which is super fake, and then you listen to Caliphate, and that's real. I can't, I shouldn't even do this, because it's real. Anyways, if you get on the CastBox app, if you want a good way to support Going In Raw, all you got to do is get on the CastBox app. It's free for iOS and Android. Hop on here. Go over to Going In Raw.
Oh, yeah. We were doing this, huh?
Oh, whoa. We're at 507 comments.
Hooray.
Holy crap. Look at this. I'm just going to go ahead and read a comment on CastBox.
Yeah, I'll do the same.
I'm going to do it. Oh, look at this here. Joaquin Alvarez Jr. only got this because Going In Raw is real, and they've got the pointy finger emoji.
Oh, that's cool.
Maybe that's our new official emoji, is the pointy finger.
That could be.
So I'm going to reply to that and say, thanks, Rendo. So there you go. Are you going to read one, too?
Yes, I'm looking for a good one.
Awesome. Very cool.
Joshua Morrison. Well, the road to 500 is complete. I think it's time to start the road to 600.
Ooh,
let the real challenge begin.
600 comments. Wow. Can we get to 600 comments?
By
next week. By a week from today. By the next Friday episode. Can we get 100 comments
sure.
in a week?
Let's make it happen.
All right. Let's make it happen, people. Anyways, we're also available at Patreon. Patreon.com/Steven Larson. It says it right here.
Yeah.
It's a great way to support Going In Raw. We have a wealth of reward tiers. If you like this live stream, you can watch this Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays, as well as a live stream when we do our recap episodes. That's for patrons alone, like $5 and up. $1 gets you into the Discord group, so that's a lot of fun. Daniel DeNava gave us $5, said, if you want Larson to open up a can of whoop-ass on Steve, give me a hell yeah.
Things got a little heated yesterday when we were streaming part two of Best of Super Friendos. Part one of Best of Super Friendos goes up tonight on YouTube. Be on the lookout for it. Might be the best, in terms of quality of action, the best wrestling gameplay thing we have ever done.
It is. The wrestling is fantastic. You whipped up a fantastic theme song. You know what, man? I got to say this. You're doing real great work. You're doing fantastic work. And yesterday, things got a little heated between you and the game, I guess, because I wasn't heated at all. I was doing great. But I just want to say, I think you do terrific work. And I really, look, man, I love you. I really do. I know you get heated sometimes. Some people, you know, emotions run high during video games.
You can.
It's 20 years that you've been getting hot whenever I'm hot at video games.
There's a lot of people saying hell yeah in the comments here.
Hey, look, man, anytime you want to throw down, you say the word and we'll do it on camera.
The word is given.
I'll give you one free punch to my gut. See what happens there. I want to mention this too. Today is the third episode, youtube.com/Friendoville of the Star Trek It's the Four Lights podcast with me and Big Jeff. He's actually coming here in about an hour. We're going to record a couple episodes.
You mean Jim?
No, we broke kayfabe on the show.
Okay.
So yeah, it's Big Jeff, and we're reviewing all the episodes of Star Trek. Even if you don't like Star Trek, it's still a hoot to watch.
Julian Rodas, $4.99. Larson, stop being a heel and take it off.
Let me see your nipples. They want to see your nipples. No, don't contemplate it. I'm going to have to see them.
I wasn't contemplating anything.
I'm going to have to see them this weekend because we're going to be in Tahoe in a hot tub together.
Yeah, yeah.
Not just you and I. A bunch of our friends are going. Bummer. Sadly.
Well, you get to see my Balor bod for the first time. Sand shirt.
You get to see my same fat ass sand shirt. Steve Kuharski, Broken Steve, says, take all four major champions in WWE, Lesnar, AJ, Cedric, and Alistair. Switch them to different brands. Whose brands get better and what brands get worse? Wherever Brock goes, gets worse. Wherever AJ goes, gets better. Alistair, better. Cedric, worse. All right.
Let's talk about some news.
That's why we're here.
So who wants to talk about TV contracts? I know you do. You love.
I freaking hate, man. I came in this morning.
Yourself some TV contracts.
I was like,
talk.
What's our top story? He said TV contracts.
No, this is huge, though.
Well, this is kind of a big deal.
It is a huge deal. That's why it's the lead story. So we might be getting some inclination about where Raw and SmackDown might be ending up once WWE's current TV contract runs out, I believe, October 2019. This comes from the Hollywood Reporter. Not the Hollywood Porter. Hollywood Reporter. Quote, sources tell the Hollywood Reporter that WWE SmackDown is being shopped to various networks after NBC Universal, whose USA Network airs the highly rated pro wrestling matches, declined to re-up its deal.
Ooh, can we air SmackDown on Steven Larson's YouTube?
Hold on.
Get our subs up a little bit.
Oh, it would for sure, yeah. NBCU is said to be focusing on renewing its pact for WWE's Raw, another wrestling franchise, and that deal is expected to close as much as 3 times its current value.
So
we know
obscene.
Right now WWE's broadcasting deals for $160, and either this report or Variety's was issued the following day. I believe it said that SmackDown accounted for $30 million of that. Mm. So Raw by itself, I guess, is $130 million.
But then I thought, wasn't the figure they were giving 240?
Yeah.
I thought the deal, that the number they were throwing out there was 240.
That could be.
What's that divided by 3, smart guy?
80.
80. Though who knows where the other 50 comes in. Who knows? I have no idea. But that is interesting. It's interesting that...
Maybe that's what the thing was, that it was in 2010 that I think they said they paid $3 million.
Oh, in 2010.
So it might have escalated.
Okay, because their last one was 2015, was their last TV deal probably?
Yeah, let me double check that. I have a bunch of numbers sticking with me in my head, and I got to find out where they all... Anyways, continue.
All right, while you're doing that, I'll continue on. Variety noted that, quote, front-running contenders for SmackDown rights include Fox Network. So not like on the Fox, Sports 1. It'd probably be on the Fox Network. Because apparently Fox, according to the Wrestling Observer, Fox was... The executives there were preparing to have WWE on their programming, and then this deal evidently came to fruition.
Sorry. Well, it hasn't been finalized yet. This is all reports. So, in 2010, at that time, the company said to have paid $30 million the rights to the franchise SmackDown. So in 2010, it's $3 million. So my apologies for getting mixed up there.
So the front runners for SmackDown, which right now is considered the B show. That's why USA wanted to keep Raw, because it's generally considered the A show. Rousey's there. Lesnar's there.
Yeah.
But the other contenders for SmackDown evidently include Fox, Facebook, not going to happen, and Amazon, even less going to happen. With the recent news that Fox will be sharing Ultimate UFC with ESPN.
Ultimate UFC.
It's a new thing we're doing. A few holes could open up in its scheduling that would present a great fit for WWE's programming. Let me ask you something. If SmackDown ended up on network TV, a.k.a. free TV.
It wouldn't be the B show anymore.
Right? That's network TV.
I know. That'd be in more households than USA if it were on Fox.
Let me ask you something. Wait a second. Back when SmackDown was on UPN.
Yeah.
Wasn't that technically in more households than USA?
I don't know if it's carried in
all the markets.
Yeah, I don't know if it's carried in all the markets.
Yeah.
At the time, I don't know if it was.
I have no idea.
Not like NBC, CBS, ABC, and probably Fox.
Yeah, so I don't know. I don't know if that would cause WWE to shift how they perceive Raw and SmackDown. If SmackDown is on network TV, if Fox gives them just as much for SmackDown as USA NBC Universal is giving them for Raw?
Yeah,
wouldn't you think that would lead them to? I mean, we both right now at this moment prefer SmackDown because of the creative aspect of things. I don't think WWE really cares about that these days. Just, they just want more money.
Yeah.
And but I wonder if that would lead to SmackDown getting more marquee moments, I guess, would be the thing. I mean, you know, our marquee moments involve Daniel Bryan and AJ Styles.
Yes.
But to WWE, that would mean people like Undertaker, Ronda Rousey, Brock Lesnar, like those. If Goldberg came back, we might see him on SmackDown. That has to be into consideration.
Yeah, yeah, which would be good for SmackDown because
that'd be great. Yeah.
There's so many times when there were times where we thought, okay, now would be a great opportunity for a part-timer to show up on SmackDown to boost the prestige, the exposure of SmackDown. It never happens. Here's another thing that I forgot to add in the notes, but I just remembered. There's been some talk about SmackDown maybe going to 3 hours for this new TV thing. But according to the Wrestling Observer himself, that's just chattered right now. Talk.
Yeah. Still, that's interesting. That's on the table.
I know.
You know, because that's
the first. Make it more appealing for advertisers. They're buying a 3 hour block of programming versus two. There's more commercial space you can sell.
Yeah.
Especially if you're going to be forking over $200+ million for one televised property.
Yeah, no kidding. Stevie Bradley, $6.69, says, love the new Four Lights podcast. Larson, Big Jim, and Stevie Bradley, the enforcer, are the bearded brothers engaged, number one.
Number one.
Daniel DeNava says, Bobby Fish on Larson's real Balor bod. Wait, what?
I don't get that.
I don't get Bobby Fish on Larson's real bell. I don't. Maybe he thinks you look like Bobby Fish.
All right.
He's a good looking man. I take that as a compliment.
Yeah, that's fine.
Have you ever considered doing the old timey mustache like he does? No, you should.
Once I get too much hair between my nose and my upper lip, it gets to be uncomfortable. And I feel like when you don't have it, you know, twirled or waxed or whatever, then it just falls over your upper lip and I can't stand that. It starts tickling my mouth. I can't stand it. Can't stand it.
Problems I don't have to deal with.
Yeah, anyways, with all these reports of a new, highly lucrative television deal.
Money, yeah, money.
WWE's stock value jumped to new highs
following
the news. And in fact, right before I checked, it reached a new high for the year, $51.44 per share. That was as of about 11:30 today.
Wasn't WWE's initial, their IPO, wasn't it like 17 something or other? So, man. If you had kicked in your IPO...
We should have bought. I considered it. I was like, I'll buy 10 shares.
So did I. But I don't know. I mean, you know, it's not that
But we were great. Also like in college.
You know, when you get 10 shares, it's not that huge of a return.
It's like, should I buy, you know, like some beer or stock in WWE?
I don't think
we ever went... in college, it's beer.
Never went wrong getting beer, man.
Nope. Quoth the Raven, $4.99. oh, great. SmackDown wind up being a great long-running program like Firefly. Oh, wait.
SmackDown's already the second longest
weekly episodic program in television history.
After, of course.
Raw.
Anyways, so this is kind of cool.
Sargent, $1.99. Love the Run the Jewel shirt.
I'm going to make a going in Raw variation on that with a handshake and a two sweeps.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, that's good.
We should have that ready for All-In weekend.
I will have it. Yeah, absolutely. So, yeah, this is cool. I mean, you know, it offers USA. Maybe USA is looking to do like a two-hour Grizzly block now on Tuesdays because SmackDown's going to be gone. Put on more obnoxious families.
Or they can do more stuff like Unsolved.
Oh, that was the best.
And then instead of having it on
foolish,
at 10, have it on at primetime.
Yeah.
That'd be pretty massive.
Yeah. Oh, no, a plane just crashed.
Oh, man.
Cuba. More than 100 people on board, just 3 survivors. Sorry to bum you out, everybody.
That's awful.
Anyways. So, yeah. I mean, that's, you know, it's TV stuff. It's kind of boring. But it's going to affect how we watch wrestling.
Oh, absolutely. I think it's
weird that SmackDown's not going to be on USA anymore. That's weird.
Yeah. So, but that's the show that's always kind of bounced around as it was. Because it was on UPN, the CW, and Sci-Fi, and then on USA.
Yeah. But it's been on USA for a little while now. Was it 2010 when it switched back over to USA from?
Well, it was on. I think it was on Sci-Fi in 2010. It's just the last couple of years it went back to USA. Within the last couple of years, it's not been on USA that long.
Oh, okay. Oh, that was NBC Universal who paid. Okay,
yeah.
I gotcha. Okay. Huh. Yeah. Well, I don't know. What do you guys think? You guys care about? I mean, I don't know.
SmackDown. There's a lot of my favorite wrestlers on SmackDown, so I care.
No, I know. I'm just talking about, like, you know, it doesn't really change much.
No,
like,
so long just, as people who want to watch the show have the means to watch it. I mean, like, if it ends up on Amazon Prime. You know, how many people have Amazon Prime that watch wrestling? What if they do this?
I don't know, but I know a lot. Amazon Prime is like really, really awesome. It's really good.
Oh, like I know. I like it just for no other reason. You get free shipping, free 2-day shipping.
Well, no, I'm talking about the video service. The video
service. Yeah, that's fine. Really good, but I like the free shipping.
You got this show called Goliath.
I forget things
with
about that.
Billy Bob. The first season is really good. They're about to launch in the second season. It's really good.
I don't really watch TV anymore though, so.
You should, man. There's some really good stuff.
They have good documentaries on there. That's all I really watch, documentaries.
What's the last documentary you watched? Oh, there's that one about the poor bastard, the pizza delivery bomber.
Oh, remember the guy got blowed up? Yeah, the Duplass brothers did that one.
Yes.
Yeah, Netflix.
Man, how do they find time in the day?
Yeah, they're very prolific.
Jeez.
I'm excited for that new Jordan documentary that Netflix and ESPN are doing, the 10-hour
one. I have not seen the is there a trailer for it?
Yeah, I think so. But really? I don't think they've really in earnest started production yet.
Is it unsolved mystery behind him getting suspended for gambling?
No. But it'd be interesting if they touch on that.
I hope they do.
I hope so, too.
I really want to get to the bottom of that. What a fascinating story that isn't. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know.
Because I wonder if it's true or not. Probably not. But you never know.
Or if it were, I don't know if people would speak about it. You know?
Probably not, man. Anyways, what's up next in the news? So, I'll take this one. You know why? Because it's the United Kingdom. And I love all things England. Bruiserweight. This week WWE announced the 16 participants in this year's WWE UK Championship Tournament, which will culminate June 18th and 19th at London's Royal Albert Hall. Is this going to be broadcast live on the network, do we know?
I don't think they've announced that yet, but I could be wrong, but I'm assuming that yes, it will be on the network in some capacity.
The names are a couple surprises here, a couple surprises.
This first one's a bit of a surprise.
Travis Banks.
Awesome.
Who's actually, isn't he a New Zealander?
I think he's from Australia.
One of the two. All right.
But he's a progress champion now.
Yeah, he's all over the UK scene.
Yeah.
What's the name of that tag, that faction he's in?
Oh, South Pacific Power Trip.
Yeah, man. We saw them once
at a progress show.
It was fantastic.
I don't think he's tag teaming with TK Cooper anymore, though.
Oh. Drama?
I don't know the story behind it.
Jordan Devlin, who's returning from last year, he's fantastic. He's the guy who had half his head cut off in that freaking match.
That was a pretty huge head wound he had.
That was
match.
A shockingly giant.
It
I
was.
Remember watching it. I've never seen somebody like that head wound he had during whatever match that was months
ago. I think
it's
Trent Seven, wasn't it?
Was it against Trent Seven? Okay. I haven't been shocked this much in a while. And then the one where the dude had a second mouth.
Yeah, that was real bad.
I had to look at that. I was like, whoa, that's jacked up. Oh, yeah. Anyways, El Ligero, Dave Mastiff, Zach Gibson, Joe Coffey, Amir Jordan, Joseph Connors, Jack Gallagher, we know him, Kenny Williams, James Drake, Ashton Smith, Tyson T-Bone, Tucker, Flash Morgan Webster, Bruzo, and Drew Gulak.
Yeah.
From, I'm pretty sure, not the UK.
No, I think
unless he's doing a really good American accent.
No, I think he's from Philadelphia.
Yeah, right. Yeah. So that's cool. Somebody in the comments pointed out the other day, said, you guys really don't know what you're talking about when it comes to the UK scene. To which I respond, you're right. I don't.
Yeah.
I try to watch as much progress as I can. Usually if it's like on a Saturday night and I haven't crashed early, after Saturday Night Live, I'll pop on like the latest progress chapter. But yeah, I'd love to learn more. Don't get me wrong. I'd like to learn more. I hear good things about Mastiff. I hear good things about Zach Gibson.
We went to that one progress show and had a great time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we had a blast. From what I understand, you know, WWE's snatching these guys away from ITV's World of Sport.
Yes.
Dave Mastiff was supposed to be there.
Meltzer had a bit about that in the newsletter this week. He said, quote, roughly 20 new performers were offered UK circuit contracts. Name on the list include Joe Coffey, Zach Gibson, Dave Mastiff, who he points out was the top heel on the ITV pilot episode.
Yeah.
He mentions El Ligero, Travis Banks, Chris Brooks, who isn't on this list. Ginny from Progress. We saw her take on Tony Storm. She's fantastic.
Great.
Kenny Williams, Flash Morgan Webster, and Eddie Dennis. Williams and Webster were on 205 Live, of course, this week. He continues, WWE was able to get 12 guys that had originally been expected to be on the ITV shows.
Ouch.
And then he adds, quote, the contracts of all have terms where WWE have the right to break the contract at both the 4-month and 8-month mark. So this is according to Meltzer. So that seems to indicate they are still
uncertain of their plans. The only certain, the only certainty in their minds is we just want to jack roll the sport.
I know.
You know, I can't stand that. I really can't stand that.
It's terribly reactionary.
It really is. It's like, come on, man. You got an idea for a UK thing? Then do a UK thing.
And if you're not going to do it, then, you know, if you want to go out and sign talents you think you can utilize within your existing shows, NXT, Raw, SmackDown, 205 Live,
right?
By all means. But don't go to the United Kingdom and sign talent just so they can't be on ITV and then don't do anything with it.
Yeah. He also made Meltzer also made a pretty big deal about the fact that he feels like, although it hasn't really been confirmed, that it seems like they probably signed Toni Storm. Mm-hmm. From what I read before, she's under contract with like Shimmer or Stardom or something like that until July. So I have no idea like if you know what the deal with that is. Oh, some new shirts, huh?
Look at those shoes.
Those are cool. Those are really well designed shoes. But that, you know, she could have been a pretty major centerpiece for the ITV stuff. She's incredibly marketable. Everybody knows her name. But it's also a huge get. Hopefully they're not just going to keep her in limbo.
I know.
Really hope that's not the case.
She's a massive star.
Oh, dude, she's amazing. She's fantastic.
W.S. Fletcher, 1999. Can't wait for you both to get to the Next Generation episode Chain of Command Part 2. So we can ask, how many lights do you see?
Heck yeah, man.
Heck yes.
It's going to be a little ways from now. Are you going to join us on that episode? All right, cool.
I'm pretty familiar with Next Generation. I think I've seen pretty much every episode. I don't remember them all.
You stick around today when me and Big Jeff are doing this?
No, I have to go do stuff, unfortunately.
I try.
Had this conversation.
Yeah, I know. I just like to go to Tahoe. And you need to, if you're going to do it, I'm going to need you to prepare in advance.
Oh, I know.
I am the Larson of the group. I have extensive show breakdowns for each one.
Good.
Today we're going to be filming at least two episodes. Well, we can only do two episodes because that's all I'm prepared for. It's the first one with that alien, the Traveler, where they zoom off to like the edge of the universe.
Yeah.
That's a weird one.
Yeah.
And then there's a really terrible one where some energy beam is like infecting everybody on the ship. And then meanwhile, there's a couple. It's a terrible
episode. I want in on the REM sleep episode.
You let me know what you want in on.
I want in on the REM sleep episode.
Okay.
Because it's awful.
It's terrible.
Chain of Command.
Okay.
And whenever you get to Best of Both Worlds.
Hold on a second. How about this? What about the one where they blow up that dude's head?
Yeah. That's first season.
That is first season.
Yeah,
that's
I went in on
season.
That one.
Yeah, so I'll let you know. I'll think of some more that you might want to be in on.
All right.
What about the one where Worf says, this is sex?
Oh, yeah, that's a good one, too. It's a Q episode, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so. That's not too far away.
No, that's for the first two seasons at least, right?
Oh, it's definitely in the first season because it's the one where he takes Riker and he's like, you know, Riker, here, you can be a Q now.
Yeah.
And Riker, for some reason, opts not to. Anyways. Tag team Money in the Bank. Let's talk about that. That's not going to happen.
Not going to happen.
Not going to happen.
From the Wrestling Observer Newsletter. Quote, it looks like the idea of a third Money in the Bank match with tag teams has been dropped since the tag team guys doing promos that took place last week have ended, and at least one member of the New Day is in the regular Money in the Bank ladder match.
How is it they're not coming up with this stuff prior to them shooting promos?
Well, like, there was that promotional poster that was released that had three briefcases on it.
Why?
Three briefcases.
At this juncture.
Like, don't
release
promo. Why are
decisions still being made after promotional material has been released?
Yeah, exactly. If promotional materials are released, I mean, it's one thing to say card subject to change, but this is more than just switching one wrestler out for another. This is a whole major match with a whole major stipulation that can affect an entire division.
Yeah.
If you're going to do it and you're going to advertise it, then do it.
Like, look. Here's the thing. Listen up. Here's the problem. I know... You got all this money now. You got the Saudi money. You got the new NBC Universal money.
Well, that's not confirmed yet. That hasn't, no contracts have been signed.
You really think Vince is like, oh, yeah, I'm going to wait till the ink's dry? No. He's like, oh, that's just guaranteed money.
Well, I mean, he can leverage that.
Into even more money.
Yeah.
Okay. So he knows he's got all this money coming in.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I get that things like, you know, you can make all this money and still put on a lackluster product half the time.
Well, I mean, it's what we've seen from WWE for a while.
I know, but come on, man. You're just getting sloppy now. You're just getting lazy. I have a great idea. Let's do Money in the Bank tag team. All right. Are we good on that? Yeah.
Are we good?
For certain? Yes. Let's do it.
We're putting these posters off. Can we do that?
Run them. I'm very excited about it.
All right. We're going to have talent start shooting promos. Tag teams.
Do it.
Promos.
Shoot all the promos.
All right, Vince, here's a script for this week. We have three new teams shooting iPhone promos for the Money in the Bank ladder match.
Perfect. Great. Run it. Do it.
All right, and following week, here's two more.
What is this?
Something we've been talking about for 3 months already.
What are you talking about?
The Money in the Bank tag team ladder match.
That's not happening. I woke up this morning, didn't want to do it. Didn't you understand that? What?
Yeah. See, WWE is not in the business of producing a good wrestling product. They're in the business of making money.
Oh. They just accidentally put on good wrestling every once in a while.
Well, I mean, they have to do it on occasion so people don't flee in droves away from their product.
Exactly. Anyway, so yeah, that's a bummer. That
I know,
cool.
It could have been cool.
I do really like the idea of the New Day flirting with the idea of freebirding the Money in the Bank briefcase. That could be so hilarious. There could be some serious shenanigans there. And talk about, hey, what a great way that could launch Big E into a WWE title run, you know, which we both have been wanting to see for a little while now. That could be really great.
Yeah.
It's probably not going to happen, but man,
what a
fantastic.
It'd
and
be
people,
awesome.
If Big E pulled that freaking briefcase down, people would flip.
Mm-hmm.
They would flip.
Mm-hmm.
What a swerve that would
imagine
be.
Imagine you do a situation where, say, they freebird the briefcase, say, Xavier Woods runs down with the briefcase, trying to cash in, and somehow he's thwarted. Then Big E could come in; he can cash in successfully, and then they could freebird the WWE title.
So many creative ideas that they're not going to do.
I think that'd be great.
So many creative ideas they're not going to do. Instead, they're probably going to do like you know have Baron Corbin win again and then have him not cash in successfully.
Yeah,
have him be the first two-time failure
by Jinder Mahal again because John Cena distracted him.
Exactly, the first two-time Money in the Bank failure.
I know.
Hey.
In the same exact circumstances.
Oh, man. Again, another great... This is a new segment I think we really need to do, is the Baron Corbin... Was this on Instagram or was this on Twitter? It's probably on both, to be honest with you.
Excuse me.
This is the greatest thing ever. Hold on a second. I'm going to look this full up.
All right.
Baron Corbin. Here we go. Yes, here it is. Baron Corbin's Instagram. Standing in front of a coffee shop. I had 5 different types of coffee and now I'm wired. This crash is going to be brutal. But Laboratorio coffee was worth it. Hashtag coffee. He had 5 different types of coffee in one sitting. Oh, that's fantastic.
Kyle Young, $2. Larson, please do the Darmok episode with Paul Winfield.
Yes, Darmok and Jalad. At Tanagra.
Oh, yeah.
That's when they're talking in metaphor.
Yeah.
What kind of alien race talks in metaphor? It's weird.
Yeah, I remember that one. Adam Mayhem, $5. According to someone I know, breaking news. They scrapped the tag team in the bank because they realized cashing in was going to be a nightmare.
That fool doesn't know anybody. What is he talking about? Get out of here.
Do you want to talk about Randy Orton's knee surgery?
Hold on a second. Baron Corbin. Hey, I'm not failure. I'm Corbin. I'm on 5 coffees. What's that? Orton, yeah, he's getting, knee surgery?
He had knee surgery. WWE.com released this bit of a story saying that, quote, Randy Orton has undergone successful surgery to repair a medial meniscus tear in his left knee, WWE can confirm. And apparently he's needed this surgery since late 2017. So he's been wrestling for like 5 or 6 months with a torn meniscus. From what I understand, that could be extremely painful.
Yeesh. Wow. Man. So, how long is he going to be out for? I'm sorry, 4-6?
No, I don't know if they said. No prognosis on when he might return.
Well, let's wish him the best. You know, I like Randy Orton. I just don't know in what situation I would want to see him figured into a storyline that interests me.
Well, here's the thing with meniscus tears. Is my understanding. I'm not a doctor. I'm not an orthopedist, so grain of salt. From my understanding, there's 2 ways.
I went to medical school, you know.
Not true. There's 2 ways to repair a meniscus tear. You can just clip the little bit of torn meniscus off, and then you come back quicker.
Oh, yeah.
But I think there's a danger in that it could get hurt again.
Yeah.
Or you could do, I think, the microfracture surgery, which is a longer recovery time, but I think is generally, I think it depends on the nature of the tear, too. More substantial process.
What do you think Orton's going to do after he's done wrestling?
I mean, I'm assuming he's got plenty of money. He can just not do anything.
Yeah, he could, but, you know, some people don't like to do that. They like to
I know. People like to keep busy.
Yeah, maybe he'll just be like, you know, his kid's little league coach or whatever.
Yeah.
Because he has a couple of kids, I think, doesn't
maybe
he?
Maybe he'll, you know, something like start a open a restaurant or buy some car dealerships or something. I don't know.
That'd be cool. Oh, that'd be neat. Anyways.
Randy Orton's auto.
Now we have to talk about Enzo Amore, Larson. Might be the last time we talk about him. Apparently no charges against Enzo Amore. Looks like Enzo is out of legal hot water for the time being because he posted a statement from his legal team to Twitter this week stating the Phoenix... I was so about to launch into his voice. The Phoenix Police Department recently informed Mr. Arndt, that's his real name, and his counsel that there is insufficient evidence in this matter to warrant any criminal charges, that the matter will not be transferred to the county attorney for prosecution, and that their investigation and case is closed. No charges were ever filed. The matter is closed. Pro Wrestling Sheet subsequently confirmed with the Phoenix PD that the case had been dropped, though they added that Phoenix PD said that, quote, if new evidence is presented to them, however, it could always be reopened. On the other side of that particular coin, Enzo's accuser issued a statement of her own, reiterating Enzo's guilt and speaking at length about her disappointment with the closure of the case and the effects the incident have taken on her mentally. Impact VP Don Callis, during a recent conference call, was asked about the possibility of Enzo being brought to Impact now that his legal troubles seem to be behind him. His response, quote, never say never. You evaluate talent based on need and what you're looking to do. We have a long-term plan for how we engage with talent in terms of who's going to be on the roster, what roster spots we need filled, etc. It's not as much of a random thing. So, you know, as with any other talent, I think time will tell. So that's it for now for Enzo Amore. Be interesting to see what how, where he pops up next, I guess. So... you want to answer some questions?
Sure.
Let's answer some
questions. Let's answer some questions.
Oh, and for those of you who didn't know, we're confirmed all in at StarCast.
Yeah.
We're going to have a booth there. We're trying to come up with some fun ideas. We have a couple of fun ideas for StarCast for what we want to do. We have a vendor table, which means we're going to be there the entire weekend.
Yeah.
So
if you want to come, say hi.
Yeah.
You'll know where we're at, and we'll be there every day.
Yeah.
Of the convention, not every day, period.
Right, exactly.
Only the 4 days is going on.
The 4 actual days that the convention is going on.
We won't
on.
Be there after those 4 days or before.
Right.
Just those 4 days.
Well, yeah, after that, we're going to be here in office.
Yeah.
And you're not coming here, especially Adam Mayhem. No Adam Mayhem. Can you guys even see that thing? Let's see here. Oh, there it is. Look at that. No Adam Mayhem. It's a sticker. Nice. Not allowed here. Let's answer some questions, Larson.
But anyways, if you're going to be at StarCast, come by, say hi.
I want to get some friendos on the show.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know.
And we got some ideas of how to do that.
Yeah.
We'll also have some new stuff, like merch stuff.
Oh, we're having some exclusive StarCast exclusive stuff.
Yeah.
So we need to make money off this trip because it's costing us an arm and a leg. Therefore, we're going to try to sell you quality going in raw merchandise exclusive. That's what we're going to do. Of course, after the fact, we'll probably be putting that stuff on internet so that, you know, the inventory we brought that didn't sell out,
yeah,
we can still sell that and make more money.
Yeah, hopefully.
But that's the idea of commerce.
Yeah,
you
I guess
want
so.
Something cool, pay money for it.
Yeah, pretty much.
Or if you come by the booth and we're not paying attention, steal it.
Well, don't. My goodness. Wow.
Just saying, man. Some people do that.
I'm just saying, some people do
all right,
that.
Let's answer some questions.
You hear Magnum TA is going to be there?
Yeah, that's awesome.
That's great.
I mean, the lineup of
I got some questions about cell phone towers for him.
Guest superstars. Oh, yeah. That's his line of business, or it was at one point, right?
We should get into that, dude.
Maybe.
I feel like there's still Adam Mayhem. That's why I wipe my butt with your red mic cover, Steve. You don't even know where we are. You keep on saying that. Stop trying to make that a thing, Robert. Anyway, I'm going to answer some questions. Brian Keller, with Y2J getting two programs in New Japan, could you see the same setup where a New Japan star invades WWE?
I mean, it'd have to be a New Japan star who's not under New Japan contract, because I don't think WWE would be cool with that.
I wonder where Triple H is, because he mentions here, he says, under Triple H, could we see a New Japan versus WWE?
Oh, potentially.
I think he's probably closer to being there than Vince.
Oh, yeah.
Although, you never know. Maybe I could also see that maybe being one of the things that he's perhaps learned from Vince. Don't do that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I'm curious to know. I'd like to know from Triple H.
Mm-hmm.
What's the biggest lesson you've learned from Vince McMahon?
That's a good question.
You know, I think it'd be a great question because then you can kind of get to see where the future is going to be, you know. If it's like, snap up, you know, destroy the competition. If that's the lesson he learned, then you're not going to see that.
I mean, based on what the global localization thing, it kind of seems like that.
A little bit, right?
Yeah. Plan.
Anyways, let's see here. Intellectual Saviors Podcast asks, how much will Steven Larson meet and greets cost at All In? Also, if you need a friendo meetup there at Lou Malnati's, the best Chicago style pizza. So a couple of people have pointed out Lou Malnati's.
Yeah, that was on my short list of places to go.
Okay, good. So we're definitely going to go. I'm not sure we're going to do a friendo meetup there.
Definitely going to go.
We might tweet out, hey, we're gonna head over there at noon today.
Yeah.
And get some pizza.
Yeah, get a quick bite to eat for
lunch.
Y'all
want to hang out
for a few minutes.
But I'm not going to like
as far as
wait around
meet and greets. If you're at Starcast and just want to come say hi, just come say
50
hi.
$50.
No, we're not going to charge anybody.
$50.
To come and say hello.
That gets you eye contact from me. $50. Everything else is extra. It's tears after that. A selfie, $50 more.
Oh my goodness.
Nah, man, look, whatever price you pay for the ticket, that's how much you're paying for the meet and greet or for just saying hi.
Yeah, just come say hi.
We'll take a picture with you. I really want to do a thing, have a little podcast set up with a third mic and say, hey, let's bring a friend over here and answer a question. Have like a bunch of and then cut those all together into a friendo podcast. I think that'd be fun.
Trey Porter, at this point, what is your match of the year so far? It's got to be Gargano versus Almas, for me at least.
Probably that, for me too.
Yeah.
What's the best New Japan match so far? Omega Jericho was pretty
good.
And
then Ospreay Skrull.
Oh my God, that was
good.
That
was really good.
It was also terrifying.
It was kind of tough to watch.
Yeah.
That was really
good.
No,
I would think Ciampa versus Almas is probably tops up there.
Yeah.
Let's see here.
Alex C says, what if we shout Bruiserweight?
I'll clam up. I'll put my head down and clam up.
Species 5618, how much for a two suite from Larson? Still 200,000?
Although we might have to reevaluate that, inflation's going up. Dropkick Lee, will Finn turn heel to save his character?
Not anytime soon.
I don't think they seem really so. Nakamura turned heel, that was a big one. I kind of feel like that it's fewer and far between these days. Usually when somebody does a heel or face turn, it's coming from NXT to main.
Yeah.
Claudio Gaetan, what role would Eddie Guerrero be taking on today if he was still alive?
Oh, interesting question.
I could see him being the best, and this would be totally, I'm not going to say beneath him, but this, I don't think he would be doing this. He could be the best Spanish announce guy ever. He could be fantastic.
I think he'd be an awesome trainer at the Performance Center.
Yeah. Oh, man. People could learn so much from him, like a ton.
Yeah.
Here we go. David Porter. What a great question and kind of salient. Salient? Is that the word? Apropos?
Yeah.
Apropos.
Yeah.
If you were both unable to do Going In Raw for a week, who would the Going In Raw B team be? He says, personally, I'd like to see Dan and Hilton. Dan doesn't watch Raw anymore. Hilton might have, but he didn't know who anybody was. Who would you pick?
Oh, Hilton would have to be on there.
He would have to be on. But then when I tell you that I'm going away for vacation, bring in Hilton, you're all anti.
Because the A-team's still here. Hilton and Adam Mayhem.
Oh, the two were. Adam Mayhem will not sit here, man.
Aren't you going out of town in a couple weeks?
I think we're still kind of deciding on that.
Oh, all right.
Assume yes.
Yeah,
be pleasantly surprised if it's no.
Yeah. Well, you can't dictate who's here and who's not when you're not in the office. So if I would do a show with Adam Mayhem, that's my right.
Oh, it would be terrible.
No, I don't think it would.
Can I give you some advice?
No.
You don't know him well enough to know what he'd say or what he wouldn't say live on the air.
Mm.
So you'd have to make sure everything is taped. let's see here. Because I can just imagine the look on your face if he starts going off on a tangent of something that you were not.
Well, I mean, I, you know, just as I do with our shows, I have notes. I'd say, this is what we're talking about today.
Oh, okay. Let's see here.
Stevie Bradley says himself and Thayer Thabata.
Well, the problem with Thayer Thabata is that eventually, because
he's sitting in a chair, unless he does this, wiggle his chair back.
He would always be going backwards.
Well, he can only go back so far.
He's a step away talker. He does like this. Nobody wants to hear a podcast like this.
Will Hammaker is car salesman Randy Orton, the sticker price killer, or the Dodge Viper?
The Dodge Viper.
That's good.
That's great.
That's
really good. Let's see here. Who is this? YouTube.com/TheWrestleDude. I'm assuming that's his YouTube page. Asks, who do you think needs a new finisher? Example, Bianca Belair.
That is she had a new finisher at a house show recently, didn't she?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't see that. What is it?
Oh, I don't remember. It was like a fireman's carry.
Anything is better than that freaking reverse powerbomb.
Yeah, I know.
Because that's terrible. Who needs a new finisher? I'm not huge on Lars Sullivan's finisher. It's too pedestrian for him. I feel he needs something more powerful.
It is.
I mean, it fits. It's no different than like Braun having a power slam, really.
Yeah, but I think the way he delivers it is effective. Literally, he just grabs someone by their waist, picks them up as high as he can, and slams the mat as hard as he can.
Yeah, I know.
It's a show of brute strength, which is kind of his thing in the ring.
He needs a power bomb, man.
No, I'm fine with his move as opposed to a power bomb. Not everybody can have a power bomb.
When is the royal wedding? JP Zammit asks.
Soon. Maybe this weekend. I don't know. I don't pay attention to that.
JP Zammit asks if we're both watching the royal wedding. And then power. I feel bad. That girl's going to give herself away.
No, Prince Charles is going to walk her down.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they just announced that today.
Oh, that's good. Like, I shouldn't give a shit. But I saw, like, a picture of her sad face on CNN today, like, way down below, because there was, like, a terrible shooting today. And it said she's going to give herself away. And I was like, and I'm not even sure, like, why her dad. I mean, I've read a couple things here and there about, like, her dad apparently, like, going out and taking a photographer out there and making it look like he was doing some fake paparazzi pictures. I don't know. They're just regular people trying to deal with the crazy. Could you imagine? I'd go insane if I had to deal with that paparazzi royal drama bullshit. I'd probably do some crazy shit, too. Terrible. Anyways, are we watching the royal wedding?
No.
I might watch it if it's on when Lacey's not working, and then we'll, like, live stream our reaction to it.
All right, go ahead.
Just pick about.
Not interested.
I don't need your permission for that.
I wasn't giving permission. I was saying, all right, go ahead.
Can I do it on the Steven Larson channel?
I mean, I prefer you didn't. It's not wrestling content, so.
It's not. Nah, man, I'd do it on Friendo Bill. And then power rank your top five favorite wrestling weddings. My favorite is when Triple H had a passed out Stephanie in Vegas. That was so bad.
That was awful.
That was so bad.
I mean, number one's got to be Macho Man Elizabeth.
Well, yeah, but come on, there's funnier ones than that.
Oh, funnier, yeah. Wasn't AJ marrying Daniel Bryan?
And then didn't he like say, no, I'm not going to do this, something like that? I remember that being entertaining. I just forget the minutia.
Didn't Edge and Vicky Guerrero get married?
Probably. Wasn't there a Lita one that had to do with Snitsky? Wasn't there some really messed up stuff going on with Snitsky? No, Kane. Was it Kane?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think it was Kane. Mm-hmm. Who was Snitsky? Snitsky? I don't know what it was, man. Snitsky was so weird. Good question here. Flint, we didn't even talk about this. Who do you guys think is going to win the UK tournament? Who's going to take on...
Good question.
Pete Dunne.
Well...
They haven't done a picture yet where everybody's standing around Triple H.
Yeah, and the four closest Triple H are the four leading contenders. I'm going to say Travis Banks right now.
Ooh, wow.
Because part of me feels like they're going to have Pete Dunne drop the belt. He's had it for more than a year.
He's had it for a long time.
Or he will have it for more than a year by the time the tournament happens. And so they might have, kind of larger aspirations for Pete Dunne.
Yeah, I was going to say.
On the main roster,
I wonder if he's even going to be in the UK. NXT. Like, if they do a UK show, if he's even going to be in that, or if he's just moving on up.
I'd be surprised. So I think if anybody in the field, Travis Banks is might be one of the more well-known names.
Mm-hmm. Apparently,
he's awesome.
Nathan Russo mentions Zach Gibson, Joe Coffey. I like Joseph Connors. I've heard really good things about Zach Gibson. I've heard the WWE's really high on him, mm-hmm. So maybe him. I don't know.
I'm not familiar with his work. So
me neither. I've just heard his name.
Seen a couple of Travis Banks matches, and he's pretty good.
Yeah. Jack Nesmith, MA, if you both could get one NXT call-up each to promote to the main roster now, who do you pick, and what brand would you select them to?
Undisputed Era goes to SmackDown.
Ooh. I want them in NXT for a little bit. I feel like it's not gonna be as fun when they come to Maine.
I kind of feel like they'll still do their
it might be more fun
travel vlogs.
You're probably right about
that. When they get a feud with the New Day, come on.
Yeah.
That'd be incredible.
Let's see here. Oh yeah, did you hear about this? Azo Smith. The Revival came to an NXT live event to face the Undisputed Era. I'm assuming the Undisputed Era.
Yeah, I don't think so.
With that in mind, Power Rank top five other dream past NXT versus current NXT matches.
Oh, give me Aleister Black versus Nakamura.
Oh yeah. Ooh, that's a good one. What about Finn Balor versus, oh, Adam Cole, baby.
Mm-hmm.
That's mine right there.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be good. That'd be really good. How about the first?
About Almas versus Ricochet.
Ooh, that'd be good, too. Oh, that'd be good. Just barely missed out on that one.
Oh, I know.
Let's see here. Oh, that's kind of cool. Let's see here. Who is this? Vandal Jim. With tensions rising between Paige, Sonya, and Mandy, what current SmackDown female superstar could take Paige's spot in a revamped Absolution? Maybe less as a leader and more as just a triple, like a faction.
Yeah, yeah.
To create a successful GM versus talent feud. And he gives us the roster right here. Asuka, Lana, Charlotte. It'd be Becky Lynch.
Mm-hmm.
Becky Lynch is going to win Money in the Bank and go heel. She has to, right?
Yeah, you'd think so.
She's going to cash in on Asuka.
Yeah.
Maybe. Wouldn't that be something
else?
Yeah,
Becky Lynch would be a great choice.
That'd be great. This is a great question from The Doug. Do you think it's wise if Cody were to win the NWA championship and bring it on to Ring of Honor TV?
That'd be huge for the NWA title.
I think that'd be fantastic,
mm-hmm.
especially given his father's history.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think that could do so much for everybody involved.
Yep.
Obviously, especially like you said, the NWA championship.
Yep.
But Cody and the NWA championship really seems to fit
so
perfectly,
mm-hmm.
like so perfectly.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I think it'd be great.
Well, if he were to win it, they would have to be defended on Ring of Honor programming because I believe his contract for the States, at least, is exclusive with Ring of Honor. He would need their permission to wrestle elsewhere.
Yep. Yeah.
So yeah. That'd be a huge win for Billy Corgan in NWA.
Well, it's not like, I mean, I don't know. I think he could, it's for TV because he can still take
indie dates. Yeah, I guess so.
He can still take any. Nothing else is on TV, really.
Yeah, I suppose that's true.
He's not going to go to Impact to defend it there.
No.
Let's see here. That's all the questions I have.
Oh, okay. Did Adam Mayhem have one about my favorite scary movie? Or did you just skip over that one? Because he said he wiped his butt with your mic cover.
Well, that's the first thing he said. He's just saying that over and over again.
The original Haunting. That's my favorite scary movie.
From
the 60s, early 60s, I believe.
My favorite scary movie. You know what it used to be? It used to be Candyman. And then I watched it again and it's fucking terrible. It's not a good movie. It's so bad. I fear like a lot of those old school. Probably, honestly, you know what? Like, it's not super terrifying now, but there's something really appealing about the original Texas Chainsaw Massacre and how gritty and messed up it really
is. Oh, yeah.
And just, I mean, a lot of people can, you know, these days have done ideas that are more screwed up than that movie. But a lot of the ideas, just the ideas in that movie, how messed up that family was.
How it was shot and it seemed like legit.
Yeah,
and
I know. It was really, really well done.
Spulak, $199. Table for three with Cena, Undertaker, and Arnold. That'd be cool.
Hey, listen to me now.
Yes, Arnold.
What are you going to have for dinner? What do they have here? What's the best thing they have here? I've never been here before.
Well, you can get yourself a filet.
I'm going to have ribs. I didn't see that on the menu. Ribs are great.
Mark will have ribs.
I want ribs. I don't care if they have to order it from some other place. I'm hungry for ribs right now. Mark wants ribs.
I'll have 15 ounces of grilled chicken breast.
Hey, that's good. It's good for your body.
It is. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Who are you?
I
eat healthy now because I had that heart problem.
Brown rice and some steamed broccoli.
Yeah, and that's very boring. I don't like it. And then you're going to smoke some weed.
Oh, what a sad question from Brian Z. Earl. Who should be let go after SummerSlam?
Oof.
Who was I thinking about the other day? I was like, man, that dude's totally going to get released. Who was that? Jeez, I forget now. I don't know. At some point, it, like the people who it wouldn't surprise me if they got released, it's like the Ascension.
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't surprise me mm-hmm. one bit if they got released.
Yeah, it wouldn't surprise me either.
It wouldn't. Who are some of the other jobber tag teams? I feel like it's mainly tag teams.
The Colognes.
Oh, my God, I know. I wonder if they're still just around to, like, I don't know, because they have a good relationship with their dad.
Could be.
Or with, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
Is that their dad?
I believe
uncle?
So.
Uncle, dad, something like
something
that.
Something like that.
Whatever it is. I don't know.
I don't know either.
I don't know. Anyways, we're going to end on that
mm-hmm.
with I don't know.
I don't know.
Anyways, I hope you have a good weekend. I'm going to see you tomorrow.
Yeah.
What time should I be there? Do you know?
It's whenever you want to show up.
Yeah, I know. But there's like a bunch of people there before us, right?
They're yeah.
leaving tomorrow?
Yeah.
All right. I want to get there after them.
Okay. Well, I don't know when that's going to happen.
I don't like dealing with people I don't know.
All right.
So text me. Hey, it seems like they're leaving.
All right. I'll give you 2 hours heads up.
Give me 2 hours heads
all right.
up. Exactly. Just ask them. Say.
No, that's awkward. I'll get the vibe of the room.
I'm not sure how good you are with vibes.
I'm pretty good.
So I'll say, just do this. You leaving soon? Just do that. Can you do that?
That's horribly awkward.
Hey, I don't know your name. Are you going soon? Oh, my friend here.
I will not be doing that.
No?
No, because that's awkward.
It is a little bit awkward.
It's a whole lot awkward.
Yeah, a little bit. Anyways. Hilton, can you get some music going on here or what? Big Jim's on his way. Anyways, that's it for the show. Thanks so much for tuning in, everybody. We appreciate it. Till next time. We'll talk to you guys later.
Bye.